This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Sometimes a movie is released before the critics have a chance to view it, and I'm pretty sure that's what's going on with No Good Deed, which stars the incredible British actress Idris Elba from Luther and The Wire, and you will not remember him from No Good Deed. This is one of the amazingly poor movies ever made, and you get the impression that somebody said, hey, I know a guy who knows the guy from Luther, and if you can just let us use your house for like 2 hours, we can make a movie. And the other guy said, well, yeah, sure, what about special effects and stuff? And the guy said, well, you know, if we just get, I know a guy who has a fake prop gun, and I know somebody else who has a stick that we can put through that window that's already broken, and we're good to go. And we can add a sound effect of a window breaking, and if we can just use a ketchup packet and make a red stain on his shirt, we have a movie. It is a, wow, it's a bad movie. I'm going to do a spoiler alert because I don't think it's spoiling much, but the twist in the movie has to do with who the woman that Idris Elba's stalking is, and it turns out that, shocker, she's, her husband's having an affair with the woman that Idris Elba just killed. The movie starts out with him getting denied parole, and then he kills the two guys transporting him from prison, and then he just shows up in an SUV and crashes it on purpose into a car through some kind of hypnotic trance, murderous trance, which involves such special effects as a voiceover saying, like, do it. It's kind of amazing and enjoyable to see a movie that delivers such a low-level product and actually is released in the theater. I think it bodes well for cinema in general because you should have a chance to fail. For art to truly move forward and for us to have good movies, we have to have bad movies and movies that don't work, and we have to try things and see if they work. For example, a movie that centers around domestic violence and includes an actor that everybody generally likes maybe doesn't work in 2014, when domestic violence is probably the number one issue to not make a movie about. Or if you're going to make a movie about it, at least make it compelling and learn something from it. Don't make it like a thriller action hero with such lines as, put the baby down. Put the baby down.